Dallas football fans may remember former Cowboys Raqib Rocket Ismael, the yards he ran, and the touchdowns he scored. But off the field, that success had a price. His wife, Milani Ismael, spoke candidly about that Tuesday night.
For me, it's been a very emotional ride because of the injuries. It hasn't been necessarily a positive situation for us, which is why I tried to steer my son towards the basketball goal, and it worked up until last year.
Ismael was joined on the panel by author and former Denver Bronco Nate Jackson, as well as Nashawn Ellerby, a Trinity Christian Academy senior and running back. Host Martin asked why people love the sport so much. Last year, for example, 111 million people tuned in for the Super Bowl, the largest audience for that event ever. Jackson talked about the competitiveness and the camaraderie and how it felt when he played.
When the ball is thrown to me or when the ball is thrown to you, time has a way of stopping. Everything ceases to exist. In this moment, the ball is in the air and it's my ball. That moment is difficult to replace.
Jackson wrote about football in a book called Slow Getting Up, a story of NFL survival from the bottom of the pile. Tuesday night, he didn't hold back, talking also about what he doesn't like about the sport.
I think one of the biggest problems with football now is that the players never have a say, whether it's their own bodies, the medical healthcare stuff, or media stuff. So not only are their bodies controlled, but their minds are controlled.
Nashawn Ellerby is heading to Houston this fall to play and study at Rice. He says he's aware of football's risk and thinks it's not for everyone.
I think football is a violent sport by nature. You have bodies flying around full speed, but it's not a sport for violent people. So if you're a violent person, if you have violent intentions, don't pick up a football and think that that's going to be your way out.
Amid the headlines about concussions, domestic violence, and Deflategate, Melanie Ismael says the stakes are clear.
NFL, it's on you.
Food for thought for Sunday's Super Bowl parties. Stella Chavez, KERA News.